following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you, as always, by our friends at Central Barbecue. Three great locations in Memphis. You've heard me talk about it a million times. Consistently rated as one of the top barbecue joints, if not the top barbecue joint in the city of Memphis. Man, that slow smoked Memphis style pulled pork sandwich. Woo, baby. So good, make you want to slap somebody. I can tell you that. And the ribs. You can't go wrong with all that mess, too, man. A big old rack of ribs and a couple of sandwiches. Woo, get the combo pack and do it right. That's what I'm talking about. Those of you outside of Memphis can have this delicious taste of Memphis delivered right to your door anywhere in the United States. All you have to do is go to their website, cbqmemphis.com. Or you can find their banner ad at our website at radio-memphis.com. Get you some. Ooh, Lord, you will thank me. Oh, to nobody's business. Go get you some and impress your neighbors and make your friends jealous. Some Central Barbecue proud sponsors from Radioland. And the show starts right now. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar. And this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. This time, a little different. I know last week we were talking about how I didn't really have anything planned. And it was actually sort of worked out for a good reason. I'm one of these guys that believes that everything happens for a reason. I don't know why or what reason that might be, but this is certainly a good one. As you can tell, I am not in the studio. I'm back out in the wide open. No guest on this show because I wanted to take a little time to have a chat with you. Last summer, I spent several episodes out here in Overton Park. Overton Park is a institution in Memphis. Been here a long time. Over 100 years, actually. 1905 is about the rough time this all started. It was designed and put into play. There's a golf course here, a little nine-hole golf course. There's the art school, which is here, the Memphis College of Art. Levitt Shell is here. There's a war memorial here called Veterans Plaza, which recognizes every Memphis and Shelby County resident who fought and died in those wars, and all the wars that we've had is in this country from the First World War on up to present day. And one of the most incredible attractions here is the Memphis City Zoo. It's been rated the number one zoo in the country several times. It's a beautiful place. Great stuff. Great collection of animals. It started when a man here in Shelby County had a bear. And he wasn't allowed to keep the bear on his property for, well, you know, obvious reasons. So he built a cage and kept it here in the park. And people would come from all over just to see this bear. And ultimately, a zoo was built around said bear, and now it's a world-class zoo. And as busy as it is, as it gets, the spring and summer months, when things really start to warm up, people will come out and take advantage of this beautiful location and the zoo. Generates a lot of traffic through here. And here of late, there has been a bit of a battle that has occurred between the zoo and Overton Park itself. There's a group of people working under the name of the Overton Park Conservancy. Their job, volunteer as it is to protect the integrity of the park. Keep it as pristine as possible. It's a free use spot of land made available for everybody. I'm in it right now. If you'll recall last summer, or if you're new to the program, last summer I did a series of shows from here. Kind of ranty, talked about various different things. I just liked coming out here because it's just such a nice spot. There's a part of the park called the Greensward. It's about, I think they said it's about 30 acres of open land. There's a small man-made lake on it. called Rainbow Lake. There's tons of history there as well. But it sits up here next to the zoo's parking lot. And when the zoo gets packed, the zoo just automatically just started opening up parts of the greensward, this field that I'm standing in right now. And they would park their cars here. Well, this was sort of an annoyance, as it were, for some of the people working with the Overton Park Conservancy. And rightfully so. But it was sort of an interesting little compromise in a way it went. There was only going to be a few cars parked on it at any given time, only in the busy days. And this little incident had come from another scenario that occurred back in 1971. There was a developer who had made an arrangement to have I-40, Interstate 40, runs east and west across this part of the country, and they wanted to pass right through this park. And a fight broke out to protect this park. The fight was so substantial that in 1971, the Supreme Court heard the case. The Supreme Court of the United States of America heard the case and then sided on the Conservancy to protect this park. Therefore, I-40 does not go through it. It goes around it. And ever since then, there's sort of been a bit of an issue with this place. A bit of a fight. Part of the park is an old growth forest. You can walk through it. An arboretum, as they call it. It hasn't been trimmed or anything like that. It occurs naturally. Botanists, arborists, they come in from all over the world to come study it. There's protected wildlife in there. There's the trees and the plants and things like that. And a good number of it is actually labeled, so you can take a tour through there and see these beautiful trees and these plants that we have here. It's gorgeous. And like any inner city park, it is rife with its small problems and people that have complained. But it's always been sort of kept at arm's length and certainly out of the media. Until just recently. During the winter, this past winter, the zoo decided to pull up a bunch of trees that border the greensward and the parking lot of the zoo. Oh, Jesus, the hollering, the screaming, the people, it was the gnashing of teeth, the rending of clothes. People freaked the fuck out. How dare you screw with our greensward, our field? They did it without permission, which caused, as you might imagine, some consternation. Apologies were made. New trees were planted. I'm looking at them now. They're small magnolia trees, not much more than about maybe 5-6 feet high. I guess it's sort of a consolation of having them come in and just tear them out. Then all of a sudden, in the midst of that, a fight began to break out with the Memphis City Council and our new mayor, Jim Strickland, and actually a good number of our council people are brand new to the job. They were just elected in this last cycle. And so they took up the fight. They wanted to hear the case between Overton Park and the Memphis City Zoo. Who would control the greensward? Well, as you can imagine, the Conservancy folk decided that it would be best that if we, kept the zoo out of it, it would just be a better idea. What we had was a fairly decent arrangement until the zoo came in and started pulling up trees. Not really an ideal situation. And then in the midst of this, they decided that they would open up a survey of the people. And for the most part, by a resounding number of most, it was determined that the people of the city of Memphis wanted the zoo to stay the hell out of the greensward. So the zoo decided in its infinite wisdom to take their fight to the city council. And the city council recently just had their vote. And they came to the conclusion that pretty much three quarters of the greensward, the field I'm in, including Rainbow Lake and the rather sophisticated formal garden, be turned over to the Memphis Zoo for parking. It's going to be paved. Oh, and it includes Veterans Plaza, by the way. Boy, howdy. People got pissed. Oh, Lord, they went ape. Pardon the pun. They went crazy. People calling for boycotts of the zoo. People begging for some sort of protection from government intervention on something like this. It's a money grab. More of the stories that have been coming out here of late have indicated there may be a financial maneuver behind some of this. From my understanding, the zoo pulls in anywhere from $12 to $14 million a year in ticket sales. And probably some other sources of income, fundraisers and donations and things like that. They also receive a subsidy from the city of Memphis for an additional $3 to $5 million. Presumably to go for payroll, or however it works. So the city, ignoring everybody else I'm talking about the city council, ignoring its populace, decided to just stroke of a pen, give all of this over to the Memphis Zoo so they can have it to do with what they will. And it looks like they're just going to pave it. The Veterans Plaza, nobody really spoke much about, but that's our war memorial. That'll be torn down, presumably moved, we would hope. I can't imagine that people from the zoo would be that callous to not give a shit. But this is a substantial amount of land. Now that I'm talking, I'm standing here right in what would be the middle of this parking lot. And from where I'm standing to Rainbow Lake is easily 150 yards. I'm about 100 yards from the parking lot of the zoo, and I'm about 200 yards from the Veterans Plaza, and then beyond that, another couple of hundred yards, is the formal gardens. Marriages and stuff take place in there. It's actually a very pretty place. There's a lot of marble and concrete statues and that kind of stuff. But now that I stand here and look at this, and I realize just exactly how much land is involved in this sort of thing, it's sort of mind-boggling. But this is what the zoo wants, so presumably they're going to charge for parking, so it became a money thing. Out of the city council, most, all but one, voted for it. During the hearing, there was a post made by somebody in social media that had stated that they had watched the city attorney walk up and down the aisles several times during the meeting, and with him, he had escorted with him a couple of members of the zoo. You know, obviously backdoor politics and deals and stuff like that were taking place. And this person had said that when the attorney came by, he said to the attorney, "You should be ashamed of yourself." And according to this individual, the attorney leaned down to him and said, "You should kiss my ass." Now, explain to me where a member of city politics, who, you know, city government, who works for its population, can get off by saying something like that. Well, it's Memphis, for God's sake. It's about money. Everything is motivated behind money. It's like that in every city. In this particular case, it can get a little worse because of the corruption that the city is so well known for. And this is a prime example of that. Somebody's going to be making a shitload of money out of all of this. And it's never for the benefit of the people. During the spring and summer, the greensward is usually filled with people in their picnic blankets, having some fun in the sun, throwing a frisbee around, playing some soccer, throwing some baseballs around, maybe some footballs. They bring their dogs. They have a fine time here. It's family fun. But that will now go away because this city sold it out and sold the people out. I made a post on my Facebook page thanking the mayor and the city council for doing such a very thing by selling it all out, selling us all out. And it created an interesting discussion from various people, none of which was very positive in the eyes of the city. It's just sort of, well, it's business as usual. It's the way it is here. The government doesn't give a shit about anybody. Now, those of you listening to this show outside of the area who may never have even been to Memphis, probably wondering why I'm discussing this. And here's one of the reasons. Well, first of all, there are people here in the city that will hear it. The I Love Memphis blog people certainly will not be touching this because this is a complicated thing. They're more into the touchy-feely shit. What are you doing this weekend? Well, here's a whole list of things that you can do for Memphis. One of those that will not make the list eventually will be the Overton Park Greens Ward. But everybody's afraid to talk. But this is necessary. Is it sort of silly that we should be worked up about this kind of thing? Yeah, maybe so. Because here's the issue. It doesn't matter where you live. If local politics can do this to a city like Memphis, they can do it to a city like Chicago. Well, that's not really fair because Chicago, I know, is built in corruption. Pittsburgh. Yeah, that's another one. Detroit. Yeah, that one too. In fact, I can't really think of a city that is not free from local political corruption. Am I alleging that here? Absolutely. Because nobody gave a real reason as to why they're going to do what they do. It's money. Why were every member of the city council, minus one, immediately for this? And here's the thing, too, and I should bring this up. And it's sort of unrelated, but then again, kind of related. There's a thought that is moving through our city council where they want to ban people attending city council meetings to voice their opinion about certain matters that affect them directly. Oh, we just don't have time to listen to all this nonsense from you people. So we're just gonna tell the public that they can't come into these meetings. These are elected officials doing this. It's turning into a power grab. And it happens. It happens on every local level and the middle level. And I'll tell you where else it's going to happen, too, if you're not careful. It's going to happen on a federal level. And it already kind of is. It's just under closer scrutiny because there's, 350 million people that have an interest into what the hell is going on. Should you in San Francisco give a shit about the Overton Park? Nah, not really, because it doesn't really affect you. Unless you come here and see it. Which you should do pretty quickly. Because I'm not anticipating this park to really be intact much longer. It's unfortunate. Now, perhaps I may be speaking out of turn. We have not heard any full response from the Memphis City Zoo as of yet. As of the time of this recording, which is on a Friday, the 4th of March. And I'm sure at some point we will hear from them and what they have to say. Maybe they'll hear this and they'll issue some sort of a statement that says that they plan on preserving this. I don't know. But control of this land went to the zoo so they can make some money. And why was the city council so quick and ready to respond to this sort of thing? I don't know. Usually when something happens that quick, there's some type of money that's involved. Kickbacks from parking fees. Who knows? Well, Rick, you can't allege those things, man, because, you know, that just smacks of, you're saying so. It's kind of slanderous. It's not slanderous if it's true. Do I have the proof that it's true? No, I don't. Do I have a right to my opinion? Yes, I do. If anybody were to say to me anything about this particular episode and say, God, you know, you said some pretty horrible things about this city and, you know, this just isn't right. A lot of these are not true. Well, I'll tell you, it's not true until you prove to me that it's not true. And then you have to explain to everybody why it is that you're doing what you're doing. We want to see the accounting. Since we're not allowed to be in the city council meetings much longer, like that's going to happen. Should we have to answer to our people? You would think. Right or wrong, the problem exists in our fair city. This is a town that I've adopted. I moved here many years ago, and I love it here. That's why I'm still here. I had plenty of opportunity to leave back in 2011. But instead, I stayed, built Radio Memphis, because I believed in this city. Yes, we have our problems, just like many other cities do. But this is one that is kind of close to me. It's a little close to my heart. I love this park. Spent a lot of time here. There's some beautiful people here, and it's being bastardized by what appears to be some sort of corporate greed masquerading under the flag of eminent domain. This is why we can't have nice things. If anything, what do I want you to get out of this? Maybe an understanding how one person's point of view is. Those of you that live outside of Memphis, and a good number of you do, you might be dealing with similar issues. Maybe you have the answers. Maybe you got an idea. Maybe you've had the same complaints. And if you had, love to hear how y'all solved them. Drop me a line if you would. Radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. Would love to hear about it, if that is indeed your case. I just looked over to my right, in between. I just now noticed this, that between the parking lot and the greensward, where they have sort of a chained-off area to keep people from parking in here without the consent of the zoo, there's one of those Memphis Police Department eye-in-the-sky things. One of them trailers. The flashing blue lights. It's got two cameras up on the top of it. Like that's going to solve a fucking crime. They might as well put two potatoes up there. Those are Bigfoot-style cameras, you know, the kind that get the really fuzzy pictures. They couldn't pick me out of a lineup at 100 feet from that damn thing. But that's our tax money being spent because we want to apply protection for those that are in the park. We don't need protection from ourselves. We need protection from the fucking government that's going to take away all of this stuff. Sad. Sad, I know it is. But I'm not here to bum you out, my friends. We've got some music coming up here for you here in just a bit. But before we get to that, speaking of Memphis, let me tell you about our friends over at Wizards, 1999 Madison Avenue. Proud sponsor of this part of the program. We love Linda to death. Wizards is a alternative smoke and gift shop. Great stuff. Look for them online, wizardsmemphis.com. You can search Wizards Memphis in your Google or whatever search engine that you use. Or, conversely, if you happen to be at radio-memphis.com, look for the banner ad. Click it and it'll take you into the shop. You can take a look at what they have to offer. Great, great gifts, including lava lamps, adult novelty stuff. Groovy stuff to have for you, for yourself or for as a gift for, you know, a birthday or something. Check it out. Wizards, 1999 Madison Avenue, open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Wizards, because it's still smoking. All right, now that I've bummed everybody out, how about a little music? Love these guys. This is the Thomas Jackson Orchestra. It's a fantastic song. It was recorded in the Emmons Building, where Radio Memphis is right now. When our new recording studios reopen, this will be the sound that you get out of there, roughly. This is produced by our friend, Mr. Ryan Royals. This is the Thomas Jackson Orchestra Sandwich from Radioland.
my broken love. Cut up for your love. Please bring me a bandage. The least you can do, my broken love. Trying to track you down. Please, honey, baby, don't want me to run around.
All right, so that's going to do it for me on this time out. Thank you for tuning in, as always, and for being a part of the download experience that is Radioland. If you would, please share this. Make sure there are people out there that haven't heard this that are aware of it. Maybe there's something in here I said that pissed somebody off, or that they agree with, or that they disagree with. I could give a shit either way, to be honest with you, as long as people are aware of what's going on. Maybe this is a lesson that you would learn for yourselves. Keep a close eye on what's happening around you with the people that you put in charge to tell you what to do and what they're going to do with your stuff. That's important. Maintain that. Share it if you will. Tell everybody where to find it. We're up on iTunes. If you have an iTunes account, if you would do me a favor, go over to the page that hosts this show, Rick Cheddar from Radioland, and give us a recommendation. Comment on it. Tell us what you think. Tell the world what you think of the show. You can also find us at Stitcher. Soon, we'll be in the Google Play Store, which will be fun, as soon as they figure out what the hell they're doing with their system. Tons of places to find us. And our host, Podbean. I have a blog at Blogspot, rickcheddar.blogspot.com. Some other notes or stuff there can usually be found. And you can always write the show, Radioland at Pirate Radio Studios. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm going to go enjoy this park for a little while. while I still can. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.